Hi, Craig James, with a look at some of the recent trends that we're seeing in terms of the share market, particularly in terms of volatility. And we've certainly seen a little bit more volatility of late in the share market, but how does that the recent period actually compare with what is considered normal? First, it's important to know over the long term that the benchmark ASX 200 index has risen by around about 0.6% a month. However, that broader uptrend hides a raft of small up and down movements that occur in the index on a daily basis. Now, daily moves in the index of 1% or more are relatively rare, either up or down, so this metric is one of the best ways to quickly gauge market volatility. An increase in volatility generally reflects a lift in the number of newsworthy events. Now, as would be expected, traders love volatility. There's greater scope to make money. But investors are less endeared to volatility, so a lift in the number of big daily moves on the market tends to send investors to the sidelines. So how do we stand currently? Now, if we look over the year to September, there are only 47 high volatility days. This was the lowest result in 19 months, and actually below the long-term trend of 60 daily moves a year or 5 moves a month. But in that recently completed month of September, there were actually five high volatility days for the Aussie share market. That's the most that we've seen in 4 months, and that was after notching up just one high volatility day in both July and August. So understandably, the pickup in the high vol days reflects the daily news, which has recently had almost everything. Consider some of the things that we've seen in the last fortnight or so: oil prices reaching 7-year highs, concerns about inflation, concerns about the winding of stimulus by global central banks. We've got an energy crisis in Europe and also in China, a property crisis in China, and there was also the concerns of a risk of a US government shutdown and the debt ceiling debate that was adding to volatility as well. Now, while it's not hard to line up the news flow with share market volatility, actually trying to predict whether the volatility will continue is a little bit more difficult. As we've seen, the government shutdown was averted in the United States, so that's a positive development. However, policymakers have only kicked the can down the road. The agreement on the budget measures is still required by December. Again, it seems the same result will occur with the debt ceiling. We'll all be back in December to see whether the ceiling will be lifted or scrapped. The energy crises, well, they can be dealt with greater gas production, and indeed, Russia is offering to lift output and export more gas to Western Europe. And if oil prices stay high or lift further, there will be pressure on the OPEC Plus group to lift production. If we look at the Chinese property crisis, well, that may linger a little bit longer as there are more fundamental imbalances that are occurring in that situation. But it depends on how quickly and effectively the so-called bad property groups can be ring-fenced from the good property groups, and also how effectively the bad companies can be ring-fenced to prevent spillover effects occurring to the broader economy. Now, reopening of economies is a theme that will continue to play out for a number of months. The things to watch out are vaccination rates as well as any signs of new variants emerging. So we'll have to wait and see how all these events play out in terms of volatility. But it is important to note that low volatility tends to coincide with a higher trend for the share market. In fact, the recent period of low volatility coincided with 11 straight months of gains through to August. That was the longest winning streak for the All Ordinaries in almost 80 years.